what are the three most important aspects that phones from this point onward need to be serving out of the box?
Purely in terms of hardware?
In terms of what it delivers.
Well, in terms of delivery, then you have to talk about software as well, if you're talking about the delivery. So in terms of delivery, I would say that number one is the absolute foundation is then the OS. And as you know, we have a very pure version of that. And if you were in there earlier, then that enables us to do two things. One is to then have our phones working really quickly. Even, you know, the baby of the family works a lot quicker than many flagship products from others, just from booting up through to getting a lot of things done. And that's how the consumer actually experiences, because that's always where I come from. How are they living with the phone? Because they don't necessarily associate there's a hardware and there's a software and there's stuff. I just want to get stuff done. I want to turn it on. I want to make a call and do things quickly. So one comes from that philosophy of a very pure version of Android. What that pure version also means is we can keep it up to date nice and quickly. So we can ship nearly as soon as Oli pops out. New Moto E comes with that out of the box. And it means that our upgrade path is quicker than many other OEMs out there. And indeed, you know, Motorola's been the fastest to KitKat, the fastest to Lollipop. So there's a lot of benefits there. So that's the start point. Then what we do, and it's, again, mainly on software, but it does bring hardware into it, is then there are elements where we've had feedback from consumers. We know where we can then put very light touch experiences on top. And one way that then blends with hardware is, for example, the shaped tape. So the fact that your phone knows it's coming out of the pocket, it's had that special gesture, right, boom, I am ready to go now. So that takes hardware accelerometers as well as software to be able to enable that and then be able to click anywhere on that real estate. And it's funny how quickly you get used to that, because I've been using the Nexus 6 recently and on holiday, in fact, and missing being able to, quick, let's get a shot of that with the mountains behind you, kids. And okay, and then you, oh no, that shake to taste. So quick, hold on, just turn it on, password. Oh no, it's gone into my email. Quickly onto the camera app and they're gone. And I've missed it. And even if they're still there, I click the screen and nothing happens because it's just auto-focusing. I've then got to find the button, and sometimes in really bright sunlight, you can't do it. So there's another example of the way that, you know, the software is blending with the hardware to give, at the end of the day, really exceptional experiences.
So at least to me, from what I've been seeing in the last several years, the most important thing so far is anything wearable or anything carryable goes is battery life and out-of-the-box splash-proof, shock-proof water resistance.
Yes.
That has to be a given to my mind, which many brands aren't doing. So, and I'm talking about 3-day long battery life should be a standard.
Right.
Not barely scraping past the, you know, midnight mark of the same day and getting over to the next day, which is a start. But I think battery life and absolute real-world protection, I think, is hugely important.
Things. Yeah. Power, yeah. So power, you dwelt on power quite a lot. And all the water resistance and, you know, other protection we've built on, we believe we're very, very strong on. The power story is one of those pain points that people have. And the number of ways of getting around that, in terms of the wearables, because we come from, it is, you know, a watch first, and therefore, we haven't got places where you can plug in leads and everything else. That's where we use a nice, beautiful little cradle that sits by your bedside. This easily lasts way beyond a day.
Yeah.
It might not have done right from the outset, but again, we keep innovating, we keep getting the feedback. And now, I don't know whether you've used a Moto 360, but there you go. So you're getting easily a day.
Yeah.
Easily a day. Yeah. So I know when I go to bed, I've still got at least 40% left.
Yeah.
And then it sits in that charger. If you haven't quite got your charger there, then you know it's going to take you well into the next day. But the trend that we're seeing is that actually people want to snack on power more than worrying about, will this actually last me into the next day? So therefore, turbocharging and having the capacity to be able to do that, we believe, is just as important as making sure it's got really strong batteries. And, you know, Moto Turbo comes with a crazy big battery, still in a beautiful form factor. But the trend that we're genuinely seeing is that ability to, oh, I'm near an outlet, I've got the charger, a quick 5 minute, a 10 second, and being able to get as much juice. And that takes, you know, quite a lot of, you know, algorithms and special design to be able to do that, to be able to dissipate the heat.
Right.
So so that's one of the trends that we're more seeing.
Yeah. That's a 3900 mAh.
Yeah.
And we can turbocharge just about 7 hours and 15 minutes.
Okay. 7 hours of charge time and 15 minutes.
Yes, just pull it turbocharge for 15 minutes and it'll go for 7 more hours.
Yeah. So you've got the build, but then in terms of the ballistic nylon, so even if you get shot, you might be okay.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on price ranges? Nowadays, phones either live in the low-end price band or the high-end price band. There really isn't any mid-range market anymore. The SKU is increasingly moving to the higher end and the lower end. Increasingly. So what are your thoughts so far as serving both these, I mean, at least here, the sub-10K price band, hugely important.
Yes. I'll give maybe a more holistic view and it can always get direct into India. There is that trend, absolutely. There is that trend out there. It can differ quite markedly between some markets that are heavily subsidised. You know, UK, US being examples of those where a lot of it's on contract, so you actually never even really know the price of your phone. Through to then places like India, where it's absolutely in your face. You know you're having to dig into your pocket to actually buy that phone. So the trend is out there, and it does differ by markets. But we believe that actually there is demand across the price bands. It's maybe because that middle territory hasn't been served well enough so far. Just like wearables, we don't believe was served well enough until Motorola came along, because it was like lumps of square mini smartphones. Actually, people wanted something that's really beautiful, so we addressed that. So again, we believe that that mid-range, there is absolutely a market within, waiting to happen within there. And we're always trying to drive premium value in all of the price tiers. So you saw a kind of a shift happen with Moto G, and then a number of other followers come, you know, into that space as well. Same happened with Moto E 2. So we're always looking at trying to deliver premium value across the range. And, you know, you'll be seeing that happen. So there is that out there. But, you know, we believe that there is something happening, you know, for that middle range too.
Sure.